shower, you try coffee, but you can't get in the groove. You need something, something bumping that'll get your body bumping with the flow. Oh, well, I got your solution, and I think you ought to know. Pumping up can be as simple as turning on your radio. When you need that little something that's gonna get you good to go, it's the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
No.
People can see us.
No, yeah. It's a lot of people.
They're looking right at us.
There are a lot of people.
If you say go, we go. If you say no, no.
I say no.
Hold up.
No.
No one can see this.
No. And there's a couple of thousand people here who are looking at our mouths.
Not only your mouths.
They're looking at it. They're peeping through the window.
They want to see us, man, dance.
We are live from Birmingham, Alabama for the Magic City Classic. This time, instead of doing a tailgate party like we normally do, we rolled the truck inside the Sheraton Hotel. And we are in the ballroom of the Sheraton Hotel. The ballroom is packed with about 2,000 or 3,000 people. Open that door. I'll show you.
Listen.
And they party.
They're partying hardy, man.
They are partying real hard.
Oh, my goodness.
It is unbelievable, as it always is when we come to the Magic City Classic. It is 5 o'clock in the morning here.
This is every year.
And this place opened at midnight.
But they were here before.
They were here,
they were here before midnight.
One lady was here yesterday. They sent her home, said, "We're holding your place in line. Just go home." Just go home.
That kind of party.
It is.
There is no schools in Birmingham.
No.
It is.
And
you
not
heard
just,
me.
You're not just talking colleges.
This
you're
would
talking,
not be a good day to get your transmission worked on.
Or any other of your
anything.
Parts.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
If you have surgery, not today.
No.
No, it's not gonna happen today or tomorrow.
This is
the Magic City Classic. Is this the oldest football classic?
Well, wherever
I think
you go,
it
they
is.
Always say,
they
it's
always
the
say
oldest.
That
whoever,
it is.
Wherever you, yes, because this is the oldest.
I think it is. Yeah. I think it is. It is unbelievable. We do this all the time, and each time I'm just more and more amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And why are we inside?
For the weather. We can
control. Never had bad weather.
It's been cold.
Wow. It's been really, really
that
cold.
Never stopped anything. But anyway.
I'm not complaining
either. It's the best yet.
They brought the party inside.
Roll
down.
Get out your bed, hit the elevator, and you're at work.
Yeah, you're right here, right.
This is the best stop yet. Birmingham, Alabama. Previously on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Montgomery, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Ooh,
oh, my goodness.
When we left you from the studios of our Montgomery affiliate, we said we were going to the campus of Alabama State University.
And did we?
Yes,
well,
we did. And, of course, they were upset with all the Alabama State jokes I do all the time. You know, how I can't stand Alabama State.
And
Alabama
cheats.
Because they cheat, you know. How I'm glad that the president didn't go to Bama State.
But they still showed love.
They still showed love.
Because
we're raising money.
That's right.
They're the school of the month.
They're the school of the month. This is the third time we've done school of the month for Alabama State since we started doing this in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
And since 1998, we've donated more than almost $3 million.
That's awesome.
So the jokes are good.
Yeah.
The jokes are good.
And when you give people money, they'll take a joke.
Yeah, they'll take a joke.
The jokes and they'll the checks
take
are
a,
good.
They'll yeah, take a joke.
They are. They
and
will.
We've been doing some good ones. And
money and jokes.
Then we got on the bus and we came on in here.
Excuse me.
Huh?
Excuse me.
She didn't ride with us.
No, not that. What? On the campus of Alabama State.
Oh, yeah.
I was made an honorary.
Another award?
Honorary Hornet.
Yeah, she was made an honorary.
Another award? All right, Sybil.
And that was Bama State's way of getting back at me for all the mean jokes. And they gave her a box full of nailia. all kind of Alabama State gear.
Want to thank all my good friends at Alabama State.
Just to wear it when we're on the air to annoy me. Because I'm from Tuskegee. I can't stand Alabama State. I'm not supposed to. It's not in my DNA.
A-S-A-S-A-S.
This is what I'm talking about.
A-S-U.
She didn't even ride with us yesterday.
Then we go to... And it started...
A-S-A-S.
I come downstairs. I come downstairs and she's... And they said, Miss Wilkes. Miss Wilkes has gone on to Birmingham without you. What? Yes, Miss Wilkes. I said, okay.
She has people.
She has people.
And it was a lovely ride.
Yeah. And now we're in Birmingham.
We're here.
And it's the Magic City Classic, the football game between Bama State.
A-S.
Oh, God. And Alabama A&M.
It was really a nice event yesterday at Alabama State. It really was.
Okay.
They were so excited to have you.
And today, what a big show.
Ooh.
When you say big show, you really
mean
big
show. I really mean big show.
Yeah,
I mean,
pound really for mean. Pound.
Yeah, pound for
yeah,
pound.
Yeah.
This is probably the biggest show on radio.
No doubt.
David Allen Greer,
mm-hmm.
Faison.
Love.
And Lavelle Crawford.
Yes, sir.
Can it get any bigger than that?
I don't think so.
Big, bigger,
and
biggest. Oh, don't forget about the mayor of Birmingham. He's pretty big too.
Mayor Bell.
Yeah, this is a huge show.
Man. We might have to move this show outside.
We might, because it's too big to fit. Let's see. All right.
What's in the news, huh?
What's in the news?
Well,
let's go. Let's do Ebola. Ebola has hit New York now.
Huh?
Ebola has hit New York. New York, this is not my work.
How do you do Doctors Without Borders come home, start to sweat, and you go bowling? How does that happen?
You go bowling. You get on the subway. You break.
Dr. Craig Spencer is the man who's been identified as the patient with Ebola in isolation. He's at Bellevue Hospital in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And before he went to the hospital, he had been taking his temperature twice a day since he left Guinea in the middle of the month, October 14th. His temperature was normal every day until Wednesday. It was Wednesday evening, it was normal. He didn't have any of the other symptoms. And then everything started to go down. But before he went into the hospital, he went bowling. That's what you all are referring to.
Yeah, he went bowling. Got on the subway, went bowling. Yeah.
And so now they're wondering, okay, everybody knows about, you know, you get your bowling ball from the bowling alley. You don't bring your own, so there's a
shared. So bring your own ball.
And you rent
your shoes.
Yeah.
And you
that
sweat.
Spray is not going to kill Ebola, man.
And you sweat in those shoes.
Yes, you do.
And that spray is not going to kill Ebola.
But they are saying that if someone had left any of this on the ball, the next person to touch it.
He just had to go. He had to go bowling.
Well, I don't. And
now,
it doesn't.
I mean, if you just. The nurse, Vincent, who wanted to get married. She had to get married.
Yeah.
She's almost 30 years old. She's got to.
That's extremely sexist.
But that's probably how she was thinking.
That's not how she was thinking.
Okay. All right.
But.
She had to get married.
Whatever, Jay.
You get a guy to go in there with a hazmat suit right now, she'll get married. I bet she'd get married.
Okay. And now everybody on the train, everybody on the subway, everybody in New York is wearing masks.
Rightly so.
And I just think the coincidence between Dallas and New York for you is just really remarkable.
That's not my work. This is not my work.
And the two cities that, let's see. Wow.
And he's a doctor in Harlem.
In Harlem.
He's a doctor.
You moved
and where do you live?
I live in Harlem. But this is not, this is not my work.
Okay. All right. Dallas, New York. Be careful, Birmingham.
No, the coldest. One of the coldest was yesterday at the casino.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Don't take a picture with Tom because you'll lose all your money.
Yeah.
That really messed me up. That really messed me up.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did. So there's a huge party going on outside of. We're in a truck. We're in a truck like we always do in. And we're outside, but the truck is inside. And Alexander O'Neill, Sherelle and Alexander O'Neill are going to perform.
On the stage
later this morning. And seriously, I'm looking outside my window.
It's got to be at least 2,000 people.
2,000 or 3,000 people.
It's like a Sky Show. It looks like when we do a Sky Show.
This is, it's got to be 3,000 people, and it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Some have been here since yesterday.
And so.
Yeah.
So we party with a purpose.
Hey. Here in Birmingham.
This Friday morning party is coming to you live from the Magic City Classic in Birmingham. Coming up this fun Friday, comedians Faison Love, Lavelle Crawford, and the mayor of Birmingham. Later this hour, though, David Alan Greer drops by. Now, the Flyjack wants to know what you've got popping for the weekend. Tweet him and text him while you listen to the TJMS.
11 past the hour.